Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everybody. How are you? This is your host, as you know, Arlene Brown Mitchell, coming to you live again on a nice Wednesday afternoon. Actually, to tell you the truth, it's raining here, but I consider that nice. That's why I use that phrase. It's actually pretty quiet, and it's the city is just pouring out with people, you know, not too many. As you know, New York is always full and something is always going on, which is one of the reasons why I'm coming to you today. Actually, I was going to do another show, but had to change at the last minute. So I'm going to give you the information on that, as well as everything else that's going on behind the scenes. Let me start off with saying that I will be interviewing two new authors. And, well, one actually for you, the audience, is not really new, because I actually spoke to her before in 2013. Her name is Chioma Nanani, and she did a book that was called Forever There for You, and it got some rave reviews, even from me. I actually liked the excerpts that I read on Amazon and such about the book, and she'll be joining us hopefully soon. Maybe I can make some kind of something up later on today, where maybe she'll be on this week, before the week is out, actually. You know, I'm hoping to do that. And I'll be giving you the 411 on everything that she's up to, because she's doing a lot. But I don't want to say everything right now, for the simple fact that when I do the interview with her, you know, she'll be able to speak live about all the different things that she's up to, you know, and in the conversation, you can kind of gather all of the highs and the lows and everything that she's experiencing with having to do with the new business and all of that. And the second author, let me just move this out the way. The second author is Dino Sands, and he's a horror fiction author, and he's writing some great books. I've been going through his list as well, you know, because, you know, I have to do research, definitely, on everyone that I speak to or that wants to be interviewed. And I can tell you, since I'm a horror buff, Dino was right up there on the top of my list. He was up on the top of my list, and I'm not joking. He's got some great books. And he'll be coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio. So that'll be good. That'll be really, really great to go across some stuff that in horror that we miss, and as well as learning about new horror. And he definitely has a different take on it, I could tell you that. As you know, of course, as always, my shows are not scripted, so, you know, everything that you hear is real, except for when I play commercials or something like that. That, of course, is done ahead of time. But everything else is totally from the truth, from my head, or from the person, you know, who I'm speaking to. It is the truth straight out and stuff. There's no, oh, you should say this and you should say that. Don't say this, don't say that. It's not that type of show. It's definitely not that type of show. Anyway, to get in on some of the things that are going on. I don't know how many people know that we have a live radio station coming up on Friday. It'll be going up, and we'll be broadcasting live. That's not to say that we won't still be on Blog Talk Radio or anything like that, because of course we'll still be doing Blog Talk Radio, but live is so much different. It's so much better in the sense of us controlling all of our content and everything like that. Not that we can't do it on Blog Talk Radio, because definitely I am controlling the content of what is being said, in the sense of, you know, I'm saying what I want to say and keeping it that way. But live radio, as you know, I can take in call and request, talk to anyone at any time when you call in, have guests on the minute, run contests, you name it, we'll be doing it. We'll be doing it. And when we do run the contest and stuff like that, it'll have to be that if it's cash, you'll have to have PayPal or some type of way to get paid, or if it's prizes, you cannot be shy in giving your address, because if you do that, then of course we can't send you your prizes, because you have people who, oh yeah, won a prize, but then they don't want to send their addresses because they don't want people to know where they live and all of that. So definitely, if you decide to enter any of the contests, be ready to stick to the rules, okay? Be ready to stick to the rules. The new station, I'm glad to say, is a new site. So it's not the NGRA radio site at 123, and that would be the Easy Web. It's not that site. It's not that one. It's actually NGRA Radio 101.winx.com/ABMN. Okay? If you didn't get it the first time, let me say it again. NGRA Radio 101.winx.com/ABN. You'll go there, and on Friday, you'll be able to hear live music. Not live music, but, you know, you'll be able to hear music. Live talk, of course. Commercials. We'll be talking about businesses and products and things like that, of, you know, people who, of course, get the advertising. And that'll be live as well. So at any given time, if you had a question about a product or a person, you can actually ask us on the air and we will answer you, or put you in touch with someone who can answer your questions about that particular product or that business or websites or whatever it is that you want to know. Of course, it won't last all day, I can tell you that. What I can say is that it'll start with 2 hours of live talk. And then, of course, you know, the music and everything, different things go in after that. But I'll be posting the new number for that, actually, Friday morning, I believe. I'll be posting a number to call in and be able to connect with the person that's doing the show. Most likely, I don't know, but it might be me. It might be me. So, you know, if you get a chance, if you're already into what I'm doing here at Blog Talk, definitely, definitely stop in. I had a heck of a time, I can tell you, mastering the mixer. It was something totally new to me. But as in everything, I jumped right in and just started messing with everything, and now I've got it kind of down packed, not 100%, but I do have it kind of down packed. And for that, I'm proud of myself because I watched other DJs and, you know, people that are running stations and stuff, and they, oh my God, they are so good at it. They're so great. I mean, with the mixing board and the jingle boards and, you know, DJ drops, mixing everything in and then talking and whatnot. And at first, I was a little nervous and I was saying, I don't know, I don't know if I can master this, but I'm one of those women that I don't like to give up on anything that would push me forward, definitely. So I sat for about 4 days mastering the mixer and, you know, testing, like, with the phone calls and testing, like, the music going through and playing the jingle board on the Android. I have an Android pad that I was actually using. And I'll tell you, oh my God, it was this other program that I wanted to get and I couldn't get. And I had to make a substitute, but the substitute turned out not so bad. And you'll hear that live on the air as well, what I'm using. And I'll probably tell you all the behind the scenes details as to why I chose it and what I love about it. And I know it'll be, you know, kind of sort of advertising the company in a little bit of a way, but you can do that on YouTube and stuff like that. So I think that I can get away with saying the company's name and how good they are. I don't know. I'll probably contact the company, though, maybe tomorrow to find out, you know, all the details, if it's okay to actually say their names and stuff, because I don't want to get in trouble, most definitely, for advertising, although it's not false advertising or anything like that. I still want to be careful. And it's 12 minutes after the hour, and lo and behold, I'm still alert, which I'm shocked about because I went to bed late. So forgive me if I, you know, am not as quirky as them at other times. I usually am a little bit more hype. Actually, I didn't have, you know, more than one cup of coffee today. So that's probably a little bit of why I'm a little bit slow at talking back and everything. I've been reading and writing. You'd be surprised at what goes on with putting on shows and different things behind the scene, especially when you're dealing in more than one project, which I am at the moment, you know, still dealing with a TV show project that I'm trying to put together, finishing touches and stuff like that. And I'm not really what they call a writer, but I'm doing the writing. So you can take that from there of how that's going. I'm using a program, though, to help me with the, you know, breaking everything up. So I can't complain about that too much. But I am here and giving you the 411 on what's going on. So to go back a little on some older things, I did do an interview with some interesting young ladies who are modeling for us. Since then, I believe one has dropped out, not really sure. And so we're looking for, I'm not really sure of the whether she's going to stay dropped out. I should explain that, you know, in detail. But we are looking for others, and we are offering $25. You see what I mean? interruption. I'm so sorry about that. It seems that something happened and I was disconnected off the air. I don't know how much you heard of what I was saying about the models and stuff, about $25 an hour and such, but we are doing that. And to recap, I was talking afterwards about the TV show, about the fact of, you know, me doing these scripts, and I'm not really great with scripts, so that's one of the reasons why it's taken so long with the TV show, as well as the shooting schedule. Well, things are kind of tough with the shooting schedule, you know, trying to get the right locations and stuff like that, permits and all of those things. I had no idea when I first decided to do that, that there were certain things that I would have to slow down for, such as permits or licenses and things like that, because I'm quite sure everybody is wondering what happened with the web show. Well, you know, the filming and everything like that, finding the places and paying for the places and all of that, and you shouldn't be surprised at costs these days of how high it could run to do shows, literally. I mean, you know, if you're trying to have different locations and things like that. There was one house that I was trying to get to rent, you know, for the day. $1,600, that's just to give you a small idea of what we're dealing with behind the scenes. And that's a lot of money for one day shoot. And one day can be something like 4 hours or 5 hours. You know, it all depends on what the homeowner is, you know, what they want from you. So that's kind of right there, you know. A lot of them have a great amount of restrictions. You would be surprised. You would be surprised. But anyway, to recap, from the beginning, I was talking about author Chioma Nanani. Sorry. I was talking about author Dino Stans coming on the show. I was talking about the new radio station. I was speaking also about the modeling gigs that are coming up, to which we had to, you know, not do one of the rehearsals because the rehearsal spot, it was the first one too. This was the first one. The rehearsal spot wasn't available because it was double booked and, you know, the pricing, of course. With all of that being said, stuff is still going on in the works and not going to stop, definitely. Not going to stop. Yeah, true. There are a few bumps in the road, but you cannot let that bother you. You cannot stop. And if even when it seems like things are really bad, like I was talking and got disconnected off the air, stuff like that is just, oh my gosh, is a headache, but still push through no matter what. And I know that, you know, a lot of you have businesses and different things like that, and you'll stop and you'll take a moment and you'll listen to the broadcasts and stuff that I do, you know, whatever functions and things that we're having or whatever is written, you'll stop and take a moment for that. And I do appreciate that. I just want to say that. I do appreciate that. I'm very, very sorry that the show had to be changed the way it was because of some issue that, you know, we had to deal with in the background. But I definitely will get the author, Chioma, to you as soon as we clear up everything. Hopefully, after, like I said, after I finish doing this, then I'm going to connect with her again and we're going to see what we can do. Maybe we'll still be able to do a show today, but it'll probably be on another platform, maybe not on here for today. I'm not really sure about that. But, sorry about that. I was clearing my throat. But we do, like I said, have a lot of things going on, a lot of exciting things. And I don't know if I posted the picture. I probably wound up putting up the picture of the mixer that gave me so much trouble. I think if you're on my Facebook, sorry, our Facebook, because it's really not mine. It belongs to, you know, the network. If you go to our Facebook, and you should see the mixer and different things up there that we use and stuff like that to keep everything going, you know, to do the different media things that we do. Of course, at this moment in time, we're looking to get some more equipment. That's kind of sort of up in the air a little bit, not really, but up in the air a little bit for the simple reason that, you know, so many new things are coming out and we're kind of sort of like, whoa, you know, when it comes to camera equipment and all of that. And it depends on the projects and stuff. So, you know, we're looking to do that. Yeah, it's 1:24, and I am still here. I'm so shocked that I'm not. You have to forgive me. It was, like I said before, I went to sleep late and, you know, woke up early. Of course, I get up at 3 a.m. in the morning. So, and when you're going to sleep late and you're getting up early, that's huge. You know, because I went to sleep early, dozed off, woke up, and then, you know, was up and then went back to sleep. So my rest was cut because I had to do every day from Monday to Thursday, and then on Friday I sleep a little bit longer. Not that much. I'm usually up by 5 o'clock, and then definitely starting work, which I never used to do. It used to be that I get up and, you know, I think I'm due for a well-rounded rest, but not right now, not until everything gets done, you know, not until everything gets done, because there are a lot of people who count on us to do different things, and I don't want to let them down. You know, that's happened before with the movie project. We had it up, and it was running, and ran into a snag, and we had to let those actors down, and, you know, and all of that, and the crew, you know, and I felt really bad, but thank goodness getting the movie back into gear at a lower cost, definitely, because, you know, we learned our lesson about cost and everything like that. So definitely at a lower cost. It won't be a giant budget the way we originally planned. But nevertheless, the movie will still go out. And, of course, we'll still be, you know, helping others, actors and stuff like of it. And, of course, you know, the crew that works behind the scenes, the cinematographer and the writer, you know, and all of that. So we still feel really good. Me, myself personally, I still feel good that we're still able to do the project, because that was one of the things that, you know, if we didn't wind up doing it, I would have felt really bad, you know, having gone out on a limb and saying that I wanted to create jobs and stuff for other people and things like that. Not to mention, I love horror. And so, you know, of course, I want to do horror the way I want it done. Not trying to be selfish and like, you know, I know better than the movie makers that are doing horror now, because I don't. It's not like that. But definitely what it is like is that everybody sees the horror from a different point of view, and most definitely I have a take on it, and I want to show it to the world. And there shouldn't be anything wrong with that, you know. If you see something and you say to yourself, well, you know, it's not, I like it, but, you know, I'd like to see something else, maybe still having to do with that subject, then you should get up there and do it yourself, definitely. You should get up there and do it yourself, which is what I'm doing, you know, which is what we're doing. I say I because it was my idea to start doing horror movies, but we actually have other movies and web series and stuff coming out that, you know, as in the one I was talking about, I was working on earlier, coming out, that's comedy, drama, and all kinds, you know, action, stuff like that. So it's not just horror. Don't think like that. It's not just horror. So anyway, I hope that I haven't bored you too much. I probably did, because, you know, I'm not up to my full energy. But I thank you so much for stopping by and listening to this broadcast. I know it's not the original broadcast that was supposed to be done, but nevertheless, you know the show must go on, of course. You cannot let people down. You can't let your audience down. And our audience is very, very important to me. And so for that reason, I'm here, even though, you know, I'm going up and down, trying to get everything in all at one time with the time frame that I chose to talk, which was half an hour. So I'm going to be taking my leave right now, and I hope that you join me another day for some more talk. You have a great day. Okay? Bye-bye.